From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey ponders a coalition ground operation in Syria. Turkey called Tuesday for a coalition ground operation to end the war in Syria.
Bu kara operasyonu konusunda.
Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu said such an operation has not been given serious debate. He says Saudi Arabia and some Western European countries have said such an operation is necessary, but he ruled out the possibility that Turkey would undertake unilateral action or the prospect of a joint Saudi-Turkish venture without broader consensus in the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State. Meanwhile, U.N. spokesman Farhan Haq said Wednesday that envoy Stefan de Mistura has reached agreement in Damascus for aid convoys to reach besieged areas of Syria.
And those include Deir ez-Zor, Fua, and Kafria in Idlib, and Madaya, Zabadani, Kafir Batna, and Madamiyat Isham in rural Damascus.
The U.N. hopes to bring in much-needed humanitarian supplies by convoy. Meanwhile, the U.S. called on Russia to put up or shut up, a reference to ongoing Russian airstrikes that fuels the government's current offensive in the north. Uganda's presidential campaign ended Tuesday ahead of Thursday's vote. The longtime opposition leader Kizza Besigye says will be neither free nor fair. Nicholas Sengoba is a political analyst.
His basic argument is that Uganda is a country that is suffering the pangs of poverty, illiteracy, lack of good health, breakdown in social services, because mainly of corruption and bad governance.
Kizza Besigye, who had failed three times before to unseat incumbent President Yoweri Museveni and another opposition candidate, former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi, are trying to end the Ugandan leader's 30 years grip on power. This is VOA News.